So what's going on here? Why are they doing this? And which is the fifth country that decided not to sign that memorandum?
The Global Passport Investor is your go-to podcast.
Greetings, everyone. Eric Major here from the Latitude Group, where I have some breaking news to share with you from the Caribbean, where 4 out of 5 countries that offer in the Caribbean a citizenship by investment program have agreed through a memorandum of understanding to effectively increase the investment threshold of their programs to $200,000 by July 1st. And that's quite a significant increase for at least 2 of the countries on those 4 had investment thresholds starting at 100,000. So a clear doubling. So what's going on here? Why are they doing this? And which is the fifth country that decided not to sign that memorandum with the other 4? Well, on the first question, what's happening here is really stemming from the outcome of a meeting earlier this year that occurred in Dominica, where 5 of the Caribbean nations gathered to meet with representatives of the European Union, who were mounting more and more pressures towards these countries in their programs and asking them to increase the investment requirement. It was viewed that if they didn't do so, they could risk losing Schengen access. And we saw St. Kitts and Nevis immediately action that point following that meeting. And now there seems to be an agreement for the others to follow minus 1. And it seems that they're saying this is in the interest of program longevity, where they would choose to elevate and standardize their programs by introducing a harmonized minimum. Now, what's happening here is that with the evolution of the market, there was some product creativeness and product development that brought financing arrangement and discounting arrangements that effectively allowed foreign nationals who were applying to pay less than the headline investment threshold. So this is what they're really trying to stop by agreeing that no amount less than $200,000 would afford you citizenship in the Caribbean of these 4 nations going forward. But what's happened to St. Lucia? Why didn't St. Lucia sign this agreement with the other 4? Well, it turns out that St. Lucia has entered into an agreement with an important developer that is one of the approved projects for their real estate arm, their real estate REIT. And that developer has, through its own funding, provided financing to investors. In the same way that you as a client could go see a bank to borrow in order to purchase a home, they were offering some financing for you to purchase a unit in their development. And that meant that the capital outlay that applicants who chose that program was less than $100,000 or $200,000. But it simply meant that they were borrowing, and how that loan got repaid was through a creative arrangement where in the end you'd hand over the keys back to the developer and no longer own that unit. So the developer lent you some money, and in exchange for settling your debt, you wind up 5 years later giving it back to the developer. Very innovative structure, highly contested by many in the industry, no doubt, but one that the government in St. Lucia allowed for and that they're currently bound to finalize and finish until that project is fully developed and completed. So I sense that my sense is that they're going to eventually join this memorandum of understanding, but through these commercial matters and means that they currently have with this developer, they could not sign it at this moment in time. So stay tuned to see how that develops. But in the meantime, for those interested in citizenship and getting a good grade B, grade B plus passport that affords visa-free travel to over 140 countries, now's the time to apply before the new thresholds increase on the 1st of July. So we invite you to contact any one of our offices in 22 countries. You could see where we're situated at latitudeworld.com. And get in contact with us, and our client advisors will be pleased to walk you through the options. Thank you. For a deep dive into the recommended residency and citizenship programs available, please check out latitudeworld.com for further details.